This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. How's it going out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, usually when I start the show, I like to avoid personal because I don't think you guys really want to hear what's going on in my personal life. You guys already have problems. You guys, a lot of times, are already on the verge of going into a complete depression. Why would you want to hear my stupid crap? But, you know, it's therapeutic for me. Yeah, I got medical stories to talk to you about. Yeah, oh, we got some juicy ones. Like, this is a good one. Fish and exercise preventing colon cancer. That's a nice juicy one. Elliot Rogers' Xanax addiction made him withdrawn and anxious before his bloody rampage. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about norovirus and how many of the food poisonings happen in restaurants and why it happens and all that stuff. All right. But, you know, I mean, that doesn't help me. Yeah, it may help you knowing all that stuff. But come on, we're allowed to be a little selfish. And so today I open with, I don't really feel too loved. Yeah, my husband loves me. I know he loves me. I love him. But, you know, like, for example, okay, I brought my cat to work today, right? And I got Shakaboo here. Shakaboo, he's right now cleaning his tushy. I wish I could show you guys a picture. This is absolutely horrible. I can't even concentrate because, I don't know how cats can be that dexterous. I never, even in my college days, was able to lift my leg that high. But, you know, I come home, and I think the cat or even the kids, they love me. They miss me. No, they don't. All right? And this all started because yesterday my son had his graduation dinner. Tonight he graduates. It's eighth grade, so it's not high school, so he's not leaving the nest yet. So here I am. I'm walking my baby boy into graduation dinner. Oh, it was good. It was like a chicken piccata thing. It was actually kind of yummy. And there was some rice, and there was like some chocolate cake. So I was a happy girl. I was a happy girl with the eats, but that's not why I was upset. You know, so I walk in there with my baby thinking, okay, this is graduation. You know, I'm proud of him. He'll want to take some pictures with me. Oh, no, he fled. The second he got to the door where his friends were, he fled. Now, I understand parents embarrass their kids, okay? And I understand that maybe I, in my lifetime, might have said an occasional thing that might have embarrassed him, especially, oh, my gosh, I was so proud of him when he went to puberty. I'm like, look, everybody, puberty, look at that. You guys see? He's going to puberty right now. See? So I can understand how you may want to flee before I do that. But I mean, you know, take a picture with mama. Just completely flee. So I'm like, okay, you know what? That's okay. If my kids don't love me anymore because now they're all grown up at the ripe old age of 14, fine. And God willing, I got cats and I got dogs. They love me. So I come home. No. No, I fed them. Okay, they're like, okay, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll feed them. You know, because obviously it's time to eat, so I feed them. And then do they show me love? No. No, not after that. And so I'm kind of feeling a little unloved. Okay, then we were talking about that story on cell phones possibly causing some blindness, retinal detachment, whatever. So I just put up a Facebook post. I just say, I can believe this. And then somebody rips me a new one on that. I don't understand why you're putting those articles up. That's not even true, blah, blah, blah. So everybody's, but that wasn't the culminating. That wasn't the culminating event yesterday. Yesterday, what really culminated, like, I don't know, an abscess, a rectal abscess that has been festering for weeks was, all right, patient comes in, doesn't obviously want to pay cash. They want to use their insurance for my services. That's fine. We take insurance. It's fine. Okay, but if you're not going to pay up front like you have to do at a grocery store, we're going to verify the insurance. Well, verifying the insurance wasn't an easy task. Insurance thought she wasn't covered, then they thought she was, but then she had to pay out of pocket or something like that. So anyway, there was all this rigmarole, so we finally get her back after all that, not to mention they're pretty busy. And she was, I guess, a walk-in even. So I go into the room, and I go, hi, how are you? How can I help you? She just wants to spend the first 5-10 minutes complaining about how long it took to verify her insurance. Now, I just had it. I was like, you know what? This isn't the office for you. See ya. And I rarely kick patients out. Okay? I don't like doing that. That's not me. But I have no problem telling you guys that because I had sick patients that I had to deal with. And I don't have time to have somebody complain that it took us too long to verify her insurance. And I go, the people that pay cash up front, that we don't have to sit through the verification process. Now, can we pre-verify? Yeah, we can, but then you need to come in about a week or two early, and we need to make sure we have time, and then hopefully you come in. I can't tell you how many people go, yeah, I'll be the next week, and they never show up. And so we're starting to just see this, and I'm not blaming Obamacare for this one. This has always been the case. People don't want to pay for your services. They want the insurance to. I don't blame them, but then we need to make sure that insurance is going to pay because I'm tired of working for free. My first year in business, yeah, I worked for free all the time. I still work for free. I still do tons of stuff for free, all right, whether it's willingly or unwillingly. But don't, and if I could give you guys any advice, because we talked about what ticks off doctors, if the doctor has X amount of time and there are sick patients, okay, we got people to sew up because they're bleeding, we got people with chest pain, we got people crying because they're suicidal, do not waste the first 10, 15 minutes complaining. Just don't go to that doctor anymore. You are not going to change somebody by witching about them, you know the word I want to say, and complaining and griping. You're not going to change my office policy. No, we're not going to see you for free and hope and pray you pay us. No, that's not going to happen. Even though that happens anyway, because insurance doesn't pay most of the time anyway. And I kind of feel bad for her. I felt bad for her because she was stupid. You know, she had a medical issue, and instead she wanted to spend the whole time, and when I tried to say, look, can I help you, she started to get combative. Well, I'm not going to put myself at risk. I'm not going to put my staff at risk. If you're going to go and have a BF, do it somewhere else. So, anyway, I don't feel too loved. Now, I know some of you are like, well, then you may not want to check your ratings today. The ratings don't come out today, so I'm okay with that. Hopefully, it's going to be a better day. All right, so we got a busy day. Hopefully, we'll notice some love. Call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew, got a good show coming up. Don't move.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Wondering when the show will get better. Okay, I'm done having my BF. All right, I think I'm loved. Got some great texts and some emails. I'm pretty excited about that. Thank you. My engineer is like, I love you. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Finn writes, sending love through the live stream. I have a stream on my website. For those of you that ever have trouble listening to The Dr. Dahlia Show, obviously you don't because you're listening to it now. You can also listen to my website. We got the GCN live stream. We got the iHeartRadio stream, etc. He writes, how do we avoid aging? Is there any truth to these anti-aging products? I haven't talked about anti-aging in a while. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm going to want to probably bring it up when I'm more prepared to talk about the different products out there. But as a whole, this is how I feel on the whole anti-aging. First of all, we all age, okay? Aging is going from 40 years old to 45 years old to 50 years old. We will age, okay? So aging happens. The only proven, shall we say, scientific attempt to control aging had to do with those telomeres. Remember we talked about chromosome telomeres? And it was likened to your shoelace, end of the shoelace that has that little plastic wrap. And as that plastic wrap starts to open up and the shoelace starts to unravel, your telomeres of your chromosomes, the shorter the telomeres, the shorter your lifespan. The longer the telomeres, et cetera, the longer your lifespan. So if you stop shortening of your telomeres, you could live longer. So I do believe we will be able to manipulate aging. To a degree, didn't Abraham back in biblical times live till what, 150, 140, you know, I do believe we are going to be able to extend life. In fact, we're finding more and more centenarians. We need to talk about that as well. That was in the news. So I do think we are going to be able to manipulate it. They even say that there's somebody alive today right now that's going to be living till 150 years old because of all our advancements. We've increased our life expectancy within the last 10 years, another 10 years, where many women's life expectancy is now well into the 80s, and men are starting to inch closer to that as well. So I do believe that from a whole environmental, sociological level, et cetera, we are going to be able to live longer. However, anti-aging products, that's a whole nother story. Now, are they bogus? No, not always. It all depends on how the anti-aging product is promoting itself. Okay, so for example, what helps prevent quote-unquote, remember, again, we all age, so I hate using that term, but how do you, shall we say, maintain youthfulness in your skin, in your brain, etc.? So hydration is a biggie. So any product that promotes hydration or nutrition, okay, I have no problem them, you know, considering themselves something that'll help with quote-unquote anti-aging. I get that. Because if anybody who, you know, I mean, the reason why I don't really rip on a lot of these products that are out there, it's not because I really endorse any of them. You don't really hear me endorse a lot of these. There's a couple I like I like longevity and stuff. But the reason why I don't really rip on them is because a lot of you guys that take these supplements, you take better care of yourself. And I would rather you take a supplement that's acting placebo and making you exercise, making you go outside and get some fresh air and not sit there on your computer, make you eat better because it just motivates you, than to tell you the product may be a crock of crap, it doesn't work, and then you give up and you just sit home in your cubby. So I don't have a problem. I mean, patients come in going, I'm taking this. Where I get mad is when they will take the supplements over a pharmaceutical I think they need. I have people with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and they swear that their over-the-counter supplement is helping them. And then when it doesn't, I'm like, look, I don't want you to get a stroke or a heart attack before you finally figure this out. That's when I have a problem. But for those of you that are like, look, I want to take this anti-aging supplement, I feel better, I think it works, it will work. It will work because you're changing your whole routine. You're not drinking soda, you're drinking water, you're hydrating, you're using nutrition, etc. And now you're on this bandwagon to fight aging. It will work, okay? But is there science behind a lot of these products? No. No. Now, what about like collagen fills, Botox? Yeah, those can hide signs of aging. Your skin is still going to age. Okay? Your bones are still going to age. Our body parts are still going to age. But you could slow things down. Like, for example, estrogen. My patients that take estrogen postmenopausally, it is like night and day between somebody who did it. You see the rapidity of the look of the age and how much the estrogen appears to hide it. Does it slow down your aging? No. Your heart has still been beating the same amount of years as but maybe the face looks more plump. Maybe you feel better because you're not hot flashing, so you're exercising more, so you're taking better care of yourself. Now, mind you, postmenopausal estrogen could have risks, just like testosterone therapy. These things could have risks, okay? If you are prone to a estrogen-sensitive breast cancer or you're prone to a testosterone-sensitive prostate cancer, well, most prostate cancer testosterone-sensitive, sorry, my bad. It could spurn something negative. But, you know, so if somebody said, what would I credit with the highest anti-aging benefits? I would probably credit the bisphosphonate and the osteoporosis medications helping prevent bone loss. I think those are incredible. I would also credit some of the hormone therapies. I would. You got to be careful, though. You have to be careful, because if your body is destined to, you know, have something, unfortunately, you know, like cancer, etc., you know, unfortunately, you could incite it. So you got to be very, very careful. Stimulating the brain. You keeping your brain active is probably one of the quote unquote smartest anti-aging things you could do. So keep your brain active. Take a class. Learn another language. That's another thing we're going to be talking about, how knowing another language helps prevent dementia. Now, not multi-infarct dementia or diabetes dementia or a variety of other causes of dementia, but it does help. Getting those vitamins, getting those minerals, drinking ample water, not too much. Those are all extremely important. You know, some people claim that their meditation, their yoga. I believe that if you take care of yourself biologically, and you take care of yourself physically, you should also take care of yourself mentally. Maybe you aren't into meditation. Maybe you aren't into prayer. Whatever. But if that works for you, I think it's extremely important. There's no sense you being type A and going, oh, damn it, I gotta get this workout in. Oh, really? Oh, God, I hate this diet. Oh, man. Okay, fine, I'll eat the damn salad. I don't see that being healthy. Okay? You need to really... You need to have that internal calmness, which is something I didn't have this morning, but I'm getting it. Exercise, extremely important. You're keeping up your exercise. We talked about study after study showing that if you exercise regularly, that does help your bones. It helps a variety of things. Still a little bit of controversy with the antioxidants. Remember, there was a study saying careful with these antioxidants. They may cause cancer. However, I wouldn't be taking antioxidant supplements. I would be just, you know, eating your vegetables. You can't go wrong with eating your vegetables. Yeah, vegetables have antioxidants, okay? But that one study that showed that people taking antioxidants were still prone to cancer, etc., it might have been because of supplements and some of the other crap that might have been in some of the supplements. Now, remember, not all supplements have crap in them. Some of these supplements are made very, very well. But others, oh, there's fillers and food colorings and all sorts of variety stuff, and you got to be careful. If you don't think you're getting enough vitamins, then supplement. If your vitamin D is low, if your vitamin B is low, vitamin C, etc., supplement. Don't overdo it. A big mistake people make is they don't make enough sleep. I believe that if you don't get enough sleep, that is a huge accelerator of quote-unquote aging. I've said 7 to 9. It's extremely important. 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Some of you ask me about Botox or anti-aging creams. Many of these creams and these anti-aging creams, what they do is they help cover up pores, which is nice. So it visibly makes it look like you have less lines. Some of these can also stimulate a little bit more circulation, some treatments that you do. More circulation definitely helps. So I'm a huge fan. Woo! All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this was kind of a concerning study that came out. They said suicides are more likely after midnight, according to this one study. All right, researchers, and let me see who gets credit for this. I believe the Michael Perlis, director of the Penn Behavioral Sleep Medicine Program at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. All right, they think that certain circadian factors may contribute to suicidality. I apologize, I bit my tongue. And I bit my tongue yesterday, so it's one of those things where it's still, like, really, really sore, and it's probably getting one of those little canker sores and on my tongue. And now it's hard to speak, so I really apologize. This is going to be frustrating, especially with all the S words. I was okay with the other one because we're talking about aging. Aging, I get to get my mouth away from my tongue. Aging. But suicide, it brings your mouth inward. And so now I'm touching the tongue every time I talk about suicide. I know it's not about me. Poor me. We need to be talking about these people who are suicidal. Okay. They are linking insomnia to suicide. That's what's happening. They say insomniacs, about 10% of us, have trouble sleeping. Chronic insomnia are those of us that have trouble sleeping for more than 3 months. Now, you may have situational insomnia, acute insomnia, where, you know, oh, my gosh, am I going to get fired? Oh, no, we're going to have a takeover. Oh, I'm not going to be, oh, my gosh, I need to know. I can't wait till Monday. Yeah, you're not going to sleep for a week. But a true chronic insomniac, we usually use the definition of not being able to sleep for 3 months. So they think that maybe insomnia is a risk factor for suicidal ideation. Now, this is not news. Okay, we've known that many people with depression can't sleep. It fuels more depression. One of the most important things psychiatrists do and focus in on is making sure their patients get good sleep. So this isn't anything new or earth-shattering. All right, but, you know, I see how they took a little bit of a take and they're dissecting it more. He says, these results suggest that not only are nightmares and insomnia significant risk factors for suicidal ideation and behavior, but just being awake at night may in and of itself be a risk factor for suicide. To many of us, that kind of makes sense, obviously, because if the person is asleep, then they can't hurt themselves, right? But if they're awake, then they can. Now, previous studies, however, have found that many suicides occur more often during the day. Researchers pointed out that these studies did not adjust for the proportion of people awake at certain times of day. After analyzing the information on more than 35,000 studies, researchers found that the frequency of suicides happened between midnight and 6 a.m. And it was 3.6 times higher than expected. They said the mean suicide rate was about 10.2% per hour after midnight. Suicide peaked between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. at the 16.27%. Throughout the day, the mean suicide rate per hour was about 2.13%. So basically, they looked at the 35,000 suicides. The time of the suicide was documented. So then they could figure out, wow, the majority of these suicides happened after midnight. The supermajority between 2 and 3 a.m. The study was published in an online supplement of sleep and was presented Tuesday at the Associated Professional Sleep Society annual meetings in Minneapolis. Don't ever fall asleep at a sleep meeting. All right, that is real bad form. Unfortunately, in the U.S., 38,000 people die by suicide each year, making it the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. Okay, so some of you will say, all right, well, that's what Ambien is for. This is exactly why the rise of these sedatives or these sleep agents came to be. Okay, we found that you couldn't just, like people did in the 40s and 50s and even back before then or whatever, just turn to alcohol to manage your moods. Once we started to come up with antidepressants and other medication and the barbiturates, etc., and unfortunately, like Marilyn Monroe, still drinking with unfortunately the medication she was taking, that which is dangerous. I still don't know what really was the cause of her death. I don't think anybody knows. Okay, but boy, you know, when you start hearing the conspiracy theories, they're like, oh boy, really? No. Spooky stuff. Anyway, I know, I see 24 and I see House of Cards. Now my mind is thinking. Now it's starting to churn. So as we started to realize alcohol was not an acceptable way to deal with your depression, etc., we started to have these antidepressants. Yeah, pot became big. Marijuana started to become more and more used. Other sorts of drugs. Big thanks to the 1960s for that. But and I'm not meaning that in jest. We started to see that we have always had a need to treat depression. Okay? You know, I don't know if we have more depression than we did before. Alright? I do think we have a lack, especially with our kids, of coping. I think we have more depression and behavioral issues with kids than we used to. But in terms of adult depression, we've always had depression. We've always had anxiety. It's just people self-treated. Or in the olden days, they would beat the dog. Or they would beat the wife or whatever. There were other things that people did. Nowadays, no, you can't do that. Okay, you aren't allowed to beat your dog. You aren't allowed to beat your wife. You aren't allowed to beat your kids. So instead, you sit there and you fume and you, so we take pills. And I'm not saying we should let people beat everybody, no. But other people had outlets. Okay? I mean, I think many of us saw that growing up. You know, a lot of our, a lot of us have got whoopings, but not whoopings. I mean, it was in a fit of rage, or it was a sign of them having depression or whatnot. So, nowadays, we have these pills, and we could go to these pills. And when us medical providers find that we have somebody who's depressed, we find that getting them to sleep is very, very therapeutic. And so I'm torn because we have now too many people relying on these sleeping medications, which it can now spurn a whole new problem, which I think it has. But I haven't had any patients commit suicide. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx myself, but not one. And mind you, I'm not saying suicide is on the rise or on the decline, but because, you know, and mind you, we also have not a very, very big mental health professional database either or base that we could refer people to. So a lot of us family docs are trying to manage this on our own, which I still don't feel comfortable doing. I want a psychiatrist to co-manage, but my patients won't go to a psychiatrist or they won't spend the money. Many psychiatrists out there charge cash, $500 for the first visit. My patients won't go. I need to get my patients some sleep so they aren't out there on a rage, on a rampage. They aren't out there getting into accidents, etc. And now, on the other hand, maybe none of my patients are telling me they're suicidal. They know if they tell me they're suicidal, I get the authorities involved because I want to, you know, I want to get them not the word institutionalized, but I want to get them in a care facility and I want to get them treated for their suicidal thoughts. So yeah, there's a chance that nobody's telling me, but and maybe I'm seeing a healthier population. But honestly, in 15 years of practice, no. All right, getting them sleep is huge. But now we got too many people on sleeping medication, so that's just going to be a whole other problem. So, what does that mean for you? Let's say you have a family member, and you're like, "Well, I can't tell; they're depressed." Okay, the scariest time is that middle of the night time. It really, really is. And of course, there's hormones at play. If you don't get your REM sleep, your melatonin, your cortisol, there's a whole your serotonin. Okay, much of our serotonin drops in the middle of the night as well. So it could be a very, very scary time. However, the rise in serotonin as our body goes through these fluctuations and these changes, or the rise in cortisol as we get ready to awake, those could also spurn just enough energy to commit suicide. We talked about how the most dangerous time for a patient who's suicidal isn't when they're at their biggest dearth or abyss of their mood. It's as they're just starting to feel better. Because as they're just starting to feel better, they may get the energy to go, you know what, I'm going to finally deal with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so they're talking about how there is a huge shortage now of midwives. A new report says there is a severe shortage of midwives in more than 70 countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. These countries, unfortunately, suffer 96% of the world's maternal deaths and more than 90% of stillborns and newborn deaths. The report is a joint publication of the UN Population Fund, the International Confederation of Midwives, and the World Health Organization, as well as others. Now, midwives, I have always been a huge, huge fan of. I was very fortunate to work with some midwives when I was training and delivering babies. And, you know, there is a hierarchy. You know, you have the obstetricians, and then you have, you know, us family doctor residents delivering babies, and then you have the midwives. Yet the midwives taught me so much more than I got from all my surrounding colleagues, because, oh my gosh, it was like a practical, the way they just knew their stuff. They had delivered more babies than most of my OB-GYN interns combined. And so these midwives, they're unsung heroes, honestly. I love them, okay? And these midwives are taking over where there are shortages of doctors or nurse practitioners or PAs, etc. And many people love having a midwife because they love, I mean, what's the advantage to having a midwife? Well, you know, one is, you know, their experience, even though most obstetricians and gynecologists have a lot of experience, but, you know, the midwives have phenomenal experience. They may have more of a personal touch. You know, it's interesting. There's still this stereotype that lingers where some doctors may have this coldness to them or this distance between them and the patient. I never noticed it with any of my doctors or any, you know, but, you know, the midwives don't seem to get that stereotype. You never hear of a cold midwife. You don't hear of a distant midwife, you know, so there's some sort of bonding. There's some sort of rapport. And, you know, for a mom going through what she's going through, you definitely see how a good, quality interaction that you may get from many of these midwives could just enhance the whole experience. Okay. Now, globally, we find that midwives are performing 87% to 90% of essential care for women and newborns. Cause also, I mean, even if some of these women will be delivering in hospitals, many midwives are there throughout the pregnancy. And then you also have doulas, and doulas are there for support as well. Doulas are phenomenal also. Now, many people have asked, okay, well, you know, are there any risks? I want to use a midwife. Are there any risks? Luckily, and I've been practicing for years, I have never seen a risk with a midwife where I practice. And so if anybody comes to me saying I'm using a midwife instead, I'm completely fine with it. But also, I'm fine with it too because, I mean, we have great hospitals nearby. Our midwives are very, very good with working with hospitals. Many midwives will actually do the delivery in the hospital. Okay, yeah, you have midwives doing home deliveries, but many of the midwives that I work with, they deliver in the hospital. So I absolutely have no problem with that at all. One of you had asked me years ago how much training a midwife has. I believe in terms of training, it could be anywhere from 1 to 2 years, depending on the program. I've even seen a 3-year program. So I don't have at the top of my head any exact numbers. You know, like PA school, a lot of times it's 2 years. Nurse practitioner, more years. I hate stratifying based on years of schooling. I think experience is vital. I've seen PAs that have done phenomenal jobs and have found things that other doctors have missed. You know, and it doesn't matter in terms of so much, you know, how much book work they've had. Now, where I do get a little bit nervous with nurse practitioners, PAs, et cetera, in terms of the new healthcare environment is if they're going to be able to run their own clinics, their training has to be then changed and, I don't want to use the word jaded, but their training has to teach, has to from day one have that cloud over them that the buck is going to stop with them. I told you it's much, much different being trained as an MD knowing that the buck stops with you. All right. Anything your mid-levels nurses do, whatever, you are the captain of that ship. You go down with the helm. You better make sure you're watching everything. You need to know X, Y, and Z, etc. Many nurse practitioners or physician assistants many times, even though it's not said, there had been this conception that, okay, there's going to be other doctors, surgeons, other people there. I'm not alone. Okay, so I am sharing the burden. It's very, very different to go through training knowing you could possibly be the only one and it all stops with you. Even though nurse practitioners and PAs are trained to be the only one in the room in terms of liability, etc. And it's just a tweak in the way they train them to know that this is, you know, because I interview a lot of PAs and nurse practitioners who are getting their physicals, getting ready to go to school. They're scared, just like us medical students were, you know, but many of them go, you know, I chose PA school because, you know, there's always going to be somebody else there. I don't have to do this alone. There's going to be that. Well, no. Not with Obamacare. Now there's so many doctors leaving this field that PAs and nurse practitioners are going to be by themselves. They are. And then you need to be trained to be able to understand that, you know, I can't put it into the proper words, but, you know, many of you in the military, I think, will understand what I'm saying. If you know that you are going to be the one that's in charge and where the buck stops with that, you are going to be looking a little bit more laterally at the picture because your job is to be that lateral, your sector you're taking on, okay, is all your responsibility. Whereas your soldiers have to do what they're told. So when you go through your basic training, etc., you're told you need to listen to your orders, you need to do this. There's not a lot of out of the box welcomed in certain private ranks, okay, when your rank's private. As you start getting up, going up there, okay, you have to be able to have that, you have to be able to take on that responsibility and understand the ramifications of your being in that position because you need to be able to know that you're looking laterally, etc. Same thing. It's a different type of training, and I'm a huge fan of nurse practitioners and physician assistants, but I'm hoping the programs are now changing the gear a little bit, going, okay, guys, you know, the buck, you are not going to be a physician assistant anymore. You are not an assistant to the physician. You are acting as a physician. That's a whole different type of training. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How to cure a midwife shortage throughout the world? I don't know. I mean, if there's not enough training programs, if there's not enough, unfortunately, a lot of people probably delivering the babies are those that aren't trained. Okay, I mean, that happened in caveman days. I mean, somebody in the village was the designated gynecologist. And no, it wouldn't have been me. I would not have been the designated gynecologist. I probably would have been, I think I would have been the surgeon. I would have probably been the designated surgeon because I really, really like that. And I don't get grossed out by blood and all that other stuff. And I would have probably been, or the designated orthopedic surgeon. You cracked a bone, I probably would have been the one to set it, you know, reduce your shoulder. I would not have been the gynecologist. No, I wouldn't. I don't think so. I would have delivered some babies, probably. I don't know. Psychiatrist, a designated psychiatrist? Yeah, and I would have been my first patient, hands down, absolutely. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention,
Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.